Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, I'm excited to be recording the 62nd episode of the All Things Fishing podcast, and this week we'll be talking about choosing the right line. So this week, like I talked about in the bonus episode I put out on Thursday that you guys probably heard, I took a pretty long Christmas break, but I'm excited to be, this is the first episode I've recorded, other than the bonus episode, this is the first episode I've recorded since before Christmas. So I'm pretty excited to be getting back into it. Hopefully I'll get used to recording again, because I will probably not be as good as I was before. But yeah, so something I haven't done for a while is Lure of the Week. But I'm going to go ahead and start out the episode with that. So my Lure of the Week for this week, even though I've not gotten to fish in the past week, is going to be a medium swim bait, specifically for my waters. Really, whatever, like, color for me, I would probably use a brighter color or a super dark color. Either of those would work pretty well. Like, considering it's winter, you probably won't catch much, no matter what you're using. But, so that's what I would use around, my area. And I guess I'll let you guys know next week. If I get to fish it all this week, I'll let you guys know how that worked out for me. So, like I said, I will be talking about choosing the right line this week. And I'm just going to get right into it. So there's a few things you're going to want to think about when you are going to buy your line. That's kind of how I'm going to do this episode, is a list of all the things you want to think about and what order, like what's the most important. So obviously top of the list is going to be what kind of fish you're going for. That's going to help you determine how big that fish is. That'll help you figure out if they're sensitive to like the color of the line, if they're going to be scared away from any line thicker than a certain pound test. So that is something you're going to need to think about when you are choosing some line to buy. Next up is going to be size. And so I have this split up into, four categories, which is my general, these are the categories I have the most experience in. So I've got catfish, bass, panfish, and surf. Just put down like for surf fishing, basically, because I do have at least a bit of experience in that area. But I know, obviously, there's other kinds of fish. Like, there's trout, there's walleye, pike, salmon. I'd never get to fish for those. I got a giant trout randomly one time on a Ned rig. But I really do not know what I'm doing when it comes to trout. But for the four kinds of fishing and the four fish that I have on this list for today, I feel comfortable with talking about those, because those are what I fish for mainly. So that out of the way, you're gonna want to think about the size of the fish you're going for. So if it's I guess I have a kind of a formula or a mathematical equation that I use when I'm thinking about what pound test line to buy for a certain type of fish. So I'll take the weight of the fish and I'll basically just multiply that by 3, and that's the pound test of line that I'll buy. So if you got like a 2 pound panfish, like a crappie or something like that, that's one of the few exceptions. With a crappie like that, I might use like 15 pound line, even though that's completely unnecessary. You could really go, you would be totally fine using 5 pound line. It might give the fish a better chance of surviving. But yeah, so that is really unnecessary. That's not a very good equation for those type of fish, but for catfish, bass, and surf fishing, I found that works very well. Some people would completely disagree with me. Some people would say that you should use much lighter line than you need. Like, I've known people who have used like 15-pound line when they're surf, like 15-pound mono when they're surf fishing for like sharks, essentially, with a wire rig, obviously, at the bottom to keep the shark's teeth from messing up the line. But still, I always use much heavier line than I will need, because I want to get that fish in. The only thing I want to be worried about is the rod bending and snapping. I don't want to have to be worried about the line. So for catfish, essentially, if you're going for a 60-pound catfish, you don't need to get 180-pound line. That's not necessary, but something up, you know, like you're going to want to get some pretty heavy line, like 80-pound line, 100-pound line, something like that. As I'm recording this episode, I'm realizing that my mathematical equation, which is size multiplied by 3, that's how much line you're going to want. That's the pound test line you're going to want. That might not work as well as I thought it did. But next up is bass. One of the things that you got to think about for bass is how wide it is. So, because you could use, like, for frog fishing for bass, you could use 60. I know people who use 65-pound line for frog fishing. I know, like, not personally, but I know like a ton of like professional bass anglers. That's just like a common thing to use 65-pound line for frog fishing for bass. Because they can't see it, and the line's just sitting on top of the water. So that's one area where it's not going to be, like, having super heavy line for bass isn't going to be a problem in. But if you're, like, drop shotting in super deep water, like, super deep clear water, like in a reservoir, like a crystal clear reservoir, then you're going to start having some problems with line thickness, and the fish are going to start being able to see it, and you're going to catch less fish because they're going to be worried. Especially if it's like a heavily pressured body of water, the fish are going to be like, oh, that is line. Whatever's at the end of that probably has a hook on it. I'm not going to eat that. So, yeah. And then for surf fishing, I will definitely stick to, my mathematical equation there. I use super heavy line for surf fishing. If I think I'm going to catch like a 20-pound, skate or a sand shark or something like that, I'll absolutely use 60-pound line. Or 90-pound line, something like that. Very, very heavy line. Because also the line's taking a lot of the pressure when you're casting with like a 2 or 3 ounce, or like 2, 3, or 4, even like a 6 ounce sinker. The line's taking a lot of that pressure. Like I've lost 2 or 3 rigs just casting and like having the line snap in midair because of all the pressure on it with like the 4 ounce sinker pulling it way too fast. And I've lost like 6 rigs that way, and it's terrible because rigs and sinkers, they're not super expensive, but they're not cheap. It's not fun to have to replace them, but, yeah. So anyway, that's all for that. Next up is, the type of line. So if you're going for catfish, doesn't really matter. Most catfish waters are super murky anyway. So I always use braid for catfishing. Because there's no reason not to. It's stronger. It lasts longer. It might be more. It is more expensive in some cases, or in most cases. But that's absolutely worth it if you don't have to buy it every, like, 5 weeks. Because that's terrible having to spend that much money. But, yeah, so that's for catfish. Braid is absolutely the best. Always use braid for catfish. But then for bass, you can use all three types of line. You can use mono, fluoro, or braid. There's like, you're gonna really start having to think about the different situations you're gonna use the line in. So like, if it's a frogging setup, if you're going for bass, then you can absolutely use braid. There's no reason not to, because it just gives you the extra pulling power to pull the fish out of the weeds. But if you're going like in that same situation I talked about earlier, like in a crystal clear reservoir, you're gonna have to use mono or fluoro. The only difference between mono and fluoro is a lot more expensive than mono, but, fluoro is, it sinks, whereas mono, I think it sinks, but it just doesn't sink nearly as much as, fluorocarbon does. So that's really all for that. You can use all kinds of them. You're just gonna have to think about the different situations. So like if it's clear water, if you need clear line, and you want it to sink, use fluorocarbon. If you don't want it to sink and you're in clear water, use monofilament. And if you don't care and it's like super murky water, but the bass are still biting, use braid all day. So next up is panfish. And really, you can use fluoro or mono, but the fish don't care. The fish aren't going to notice it. So I always go with the less expensive one, which is monofilament. You can get, literally, I have 2 500-yard spools, and I got them for, like, $10, and they work great. Next up is surf fishing, for this category, and for surf fishing, you can use mono. I know people who use mono. I don't. I use braid. I probably get a few. There's probably some fish I would have caught that were a bit interested in my bait, but when they saw the line, they got scared away. That's probably happened. I don't know. I don't know what the fish are thinking. But braid, it holds up better, lasts longer, like I talked about. And it's not like I'm catching zero fish because I'm using braid. I'm still catching most of the fish. I might be missing a few though. Next up is colorless. Really, the last thing on my list here. And so for color, for catfish, I've got whatever the water color is. So you can have it blend in, or you could have it completely stand out. It doesn't matter. The catfish will still bite your bait. It's not going to matter. But then for bass, clear. It has to be clear unless you're frogging, in which case it doesn't matter, obviously, because the fish can't see the line. And then if you're going for panfish, clear no matter what. You cannot use non-clear line for panfishing. And then for surf fishing, I have neon, so like bright yellow, bright orange colors like that. And that's not extra, like it's not going to catch you more fish. It might catch you less fish, but you are also going to catch less people on the beach. If you're at a public beach, and you're surf fishing, I've had people run into my line thinking it was a bug and they got all tangled up, and it was funny for me, but I'm sure those people didn't think it was very funny. So neon line, so people can actually see it. Like I have some black braided line that I use all the time, but if people run, like it's impossible to see on a beach, against like the backdrop. So, yeah, neon line for that. But if you are on a private beach, you don't have to worry about any people or anything. Then probably use the same kind of color line you use for catfish. All right. So that's all for my list of how to choose line. And now I'm going to just have a few, like my top three favorite brands, is going to be Spiderwire is my top of the list. They make super, super nice braid line. The mono line that Spiderwire makes is awful. It works terrible on a bait caster. It backlashes all the time. I have it on a few of my rods. I took it off, cause it was terrible. But the Spiderwire braided line is absolutely the best braided line out there, in my opinion. But the only problem I have with it is that you can't buy. It's very expensive. Once you like, and buying in bulk is not much cheaper than buying like a couple than buying like 50 yards. And you cannot buy like a 500 yard spool like you can with the next brand I'll mention. And that brand is RUNCL. I'm sure you guys know what that is. It's one of the Amazon brands, Amazon fishing brands. I would not recommend buying things from them most of the time. But in this case, I tried this line out. I bought a 500-yard spool to put on my catfish rod, knowing that it probably would fray and would break really quickly. And it's held up super, super well. The color fades away very quickly, I will say. But it doesn't fray, it doesn't break. I really like it. And it was the 500 yard spool I got was $20, whereas a 500 yards, like buying 500 yards, you'd have to get multiple spools for Spiderwire, but buying 500 yards of Spiderwire in that 65 pound range, of pound test is going to be well over like the $50 range. So the RUNCL, I really like that stuff. It's super nice. But the next on my list is going to be Power Pro, because Power Pro is just a classic option. They make great line. I don't use it nearly as much because it's much more expensive. And I like, if there's something that's less expensive than that, which is RUNCL, I'll use it, and I love it. Yeah, that's all my opinion. It's all opinion based, but, yeah, so those are my top three favorite brands. The only brand I would really not, like, most companies make really good brands, or most brands make really good lines. Like, not really good, but most brands make acceptable lines. The only one I really don't like is the PC Fun brand, like another cheap Amazon fishing brand. Their line is really bad. It snaps. It's not the advertised pound test. It doesn't, like, I put it on a scale. It's, like, a solid 10 pounds away from, like 10 pounds lighter if you try to snap it from whatever it's from whatever the advertised pound test is. So I would not recommend to buy from that brand. But other than that, you can't really go wrong with what brand you get fishing line from. Whether it's a super cheap Walmart brand or a Spiderwire or PowerPro, you really can't go wrong. So that's all I have for this episode. Next episode, I believe, is going to be about kayak modifications. I'm really happy I got to get back into recording the episodes for the podcast. And I'll see you guys next week.